But he was part Indian, right?
Yes. Yes, he has some of that Indian too. Now, my mother, she was light skinned. I just gave my niece, lives in Chicago, I just gave her my father's picture and my mother's picture. 2 days ago, she went back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your grandfather was born in Dyersville.
Dyersville.
And you know what he did? What his occupation was?
You mean after surrender?
He was a slave, yeah, right?
Right, he was a slave, but after slavery was over with, surrender.
I think
that's what we call it. He was a bowlegged, just like Eddie. See Eddie's leg?
Yeah.
My grandfather was like that.
Yeah.
And he had 2 grandchildren, just like my grandfather. By another auntie of mine. And now my grandfather had 5 or 6 children, but none of them was bow-legged, but he jumped to the grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you see, that's where he gets them bow-legged, from his grandfather. And he's the father of 13 or 14, he don't have one bow-legged. Did I tell you how many children he
had? Yeah, I saw them all.
You did?
I saw pictures of them.
Yeah.
Now, you said your grandfather was bow-legged. That means he trained horses?
No, he went for a livelihood. He peddled. Go in the country, buy chickens and eggs and potatoes, and come back in Biloxi and resell them. He was a peddler.
Peddler, that's what you call him? Do you have any other words for it? Do y'all ever call it anything else? Just...
Well, let's see. I know. Would you call it a house produce?
Yeah, but maybe. Let's see now.
I don't know. Proper words of that.
So, yeah. So when your grandfather and your grandmother met, were they both slaves?
They were both slaves, you see, because she was so, I don't know how straight it was, I'm not going to try to question, but however, she was owned by the old then must have bought her, see, how to deal with her. Then they were married.
Did they meet each other before?
That I don't know. You see, she was in Farrakhan and he was in Harrison County.
Down here in Biloxi.
Yeah, that's right, across the Jabba.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a little too strong. Hardly near town, I wouldn't be, but you thought probably it would have told me that, or she would have told me, but I met that at a congregation back in those days.
A what?
A congregation.
What's that?
Some more studio together. As far as the wages and the things are concerned.
Yeah.
You know, I slavery right back then. Congregation, that's where I say it's a gumbo. You know, everything goes in gumbo.
Really?
Well, you put ham, you put chicken, you put oysters, the shrimp, crawfish, if you like them.
Yeah.
So that was a messed up thing back in slavery time. You had no laws, much of anything. So that's the way it was.
That was condemnation.
That condemnation, right.
Hmm.